for the impact he's made over the years. A retirement open house celebration honoring Dr. Michael J. Ports. It's Thursday, June 25th at his office in Red Oak.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 4 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. Stanton Community Update this morning. We're going to have the opportunity and pleasure to visit with Lindsay Valdez, Taylor Valdez, and Adriana Valdez. And we're going to talk about things that are going on in the Stanton community and a new business there, Books and Bubbles. We do want to say thanks to FMTC, Seligren Lindell DeMars Funeral Home, Fairway, and the Stanton Chamber of Commerce. They make our visit possible. Lindsay, how are you? I'm doing well. Pull that mic up a little closer, Lindsay, if you can. There you go. So, doing well.
Yes.
You're the owner of Books and Bubbles.
I am.
We're going to talk about Books and Bubbles here in just a minute. Are you a reader?
I love to read.
What are you reading right now?
I don't even know. I have 3 books right now, so I don't even remember.
Wow, you have multiple books going on. That's talent right there. So, Taylor, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. So hold that mic up a little closer, Taylor. You just graduated?
Yes.
And are a part owner in Books and Bubbles?
Yes.
So very cool. Are you a reader?
I'm not a big reader, but I still do read every once in a while.
Okay. What are your plans now? Going to work as a business owner? Plans after high school? What are you looking at?
I'm working as a business owner, and then I just got hired at the Montgomery County Hospital as a CNA.
Okay. Very cool. And Adriana Valdez. Adriana, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
What year are you in school, Adriana?
I'm going to be a senior.
A senior at Stanton High School? Plans after high school or what?
Just go to college down in Texas.
See what happens. Are you looking forward to your senior year?
Yes, I'm really excited.
Does it seem possible you're a senior?
No, I'm like a little nervous about it, but, you know, all good things.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Stanton Chamber and some things that are going on. And Adriana, let's start with you about good news and things that are going on, some of the good news things we want to recognize.
Okay, so we wanted to thank everybody who made Swedish School at Midsummer's a success, and thank you to the Stanton football and cross-country team for helping the community clean up. The construction is underway on the school's bond project. Please avoid the area per school administration, and we want to thank the... I'm so sorry.
Amani Malaley.
That's
a challenging one. Yes.
For coming to Maryland Lutheran Church. Thank you to everyone who participated in Baseball Day. The Stanton Library now has a Friend of the Library's 501c3 nonprofit organization status. Please check out the Stanton Public Library page for more information. Thank you to the Stanton Library for hosting a tween book club this summer. Thank you to everyone who attended and helped make the first summer concert series a success.
So the Amani Malaley Choir, they're a pretty unbelievable group of young. That's pretty remarkable. So very cool. The School Bond Project, every time I go by, I have to just kind of keep myself from going down and snooping around. So.
It's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. So, okay, let's talk about now in the news, Books and Bubbles. Let's talk about that at the end. Can we do that?
Absolutely.
We'll hold that off and we'll talk about that at the end and get more into Books and Bubbles. So going on this summer, Taylor, what do we need to know that's going on this summer in the community of Stanton?
We have Whitetail Valley Vineyard or Wineyard, A&L Supplies, Books and Bubbles, Fika Coffee House, Gibbs Chop House, Swedish Heritage Center and Cultural Center, the Market, Viking Lake State Park.
Those are all places you should go check out, attend, do business with, go for a walk at Viking Lake State Park and enjoy. So, and then let's talk about some upcoming events if we can, Lindsay. Tell me what do we need to be looking forward to now?
Some upcoming events. On June 26th, Books and Bubbles has a book club at 6 p.m. It's called My Husband's Wife by Allison Feeney. On Friday, July 3rd, Summer Concert Night Series, night number 2, Gas and Grass at 7 p.m. in downtown Stanton.
That's kind of right there close to Books and Bubbles, right?
We actually are doing face painting there, too.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah. On July 7th, The Amazing Bubbles Show at 2 p.m. at Stanton Public Library. July 18th is Mother and Daughter Book Club, Books and Divine Rivals, by Rebecca Ross. It's going to be at Books and Bubbles. July 30th, pool party at the Stanton Library. for the Stanton Library at the Red Oak Pool from 5 to 7 p.m. Saturday, August 22nd, back to school concert series night number 3, Dan and Cheryl Case and Friends at 7 p.m. at the Swedish Heritage and Culture Center.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday, October 31st, Trick or Treat on the Trail and concert series night number 4, Fall Fest.
There you go. So put those events down and go and participate in those events. Let's talk about Books and Bubbles.
Yes.
So if someone says Books and Bubbles, I get the books part. Yes. Makes sense to me. Bubbles, what's the bubbles part?
The bubbles is the dirty soda part.
Okay.
We noticed there was a trending coming up within the last year, and we decided to make it come to our community.
Yeah. So, Lindsay, here's what I want to know. So, Lindsay Valdez, Taylor Valdez, and Adriana Valdez with us, owners of Books and Bubbles. So, how did the idea come about that, you know, I'm going to open this business in Stanton with my daughters to make this? Tell me, I want to hear a little bit about that conversation, how did that start? And let's start there.
It was a lot of convincing from their part, honestly. they were doing a lot of TikToking, and then we were watching some shows that had dirty sodas in it. And uh-huh. So they basically wanted to try these, and I was like, I wish we had something close by and had something for the community. And then we were talking about they had nothing to do at school, either after school. So
that's how it started.
It started.
I have very close means to the person who owned our building,
mm-hmm.
and I found out how much it would cost for our rent, and I was like, Mom, we could do this. Like,
yeah.
If we tried, we could, and it took a lot of convincing on my end.
So you were looking at TikTok, you saw the dirty sodas, so where did the books come into it then? Is it just something you thought, this would be a good pairing with that, or how did that come about?
So my mom and I like to read a lot, and so I kind of wanted my own bookshelf, and Mom decided, well, since we like to read, and I know a lot of other people in our community like to read, we decided to add it with it to make it more diverse between groups of age.
Yeah.
So
very cool. So here you are, right?
Here we are.
You started talking. You said we can do this, and we'll bring it to the community.
Mm-hmm.
How? Okay. Working with family can be awesome, and it can be challenging. All of the above, right? So talk to me a little bit about that.
I mean, for the most part, we do get along. we do have our moments, but yeah. I mean, we agree on a lot of things, I feel like.
Yeah.
So the book aspect of it, talk to me a little bit. I'm interested to know, are there new books, used books, consignment type thing? Tell me how that works.
We do new and used books.
Okay.
And it's very diverse, anywhere from babies all the way up and, I mean, we have psychological thrillers, romance, fantasy.
What if someone was looking for something? Can they talk to you about it and say,
absolutely.
This is something that we like and I like to read, or a certain author that they're looking for? They can just visit with you, I suppose.
If we don't have it, we will find it.
You know what? So here, like, as we're sitting here visiting, by the way, we are visiting with Lindsay Valdez, Taylor Valdez, and Adriana Valdez. Electronics, internet has changed a lot in the world of books. It has. But there's just something that, in my opinion, I'm old-fashioned. Having a book, holding a book, turning pages, that whole component of reading is lost if you try to do it otherwise, in my opinion. Am I right?
Yes, I agree. I love having the physical book with me. I do use the others. I use ebooks and I use Audible books, but I'd rather have the book in my hand.
100% agree. 100% agree. How about you, Taylor?
I'd rather have a physical book.
There you go. Adriana?
Yeah, me too.
You guys are speaking my language here. I love it. So when did you open?
We opened in March.
In March?
This year.
When are you there? Hours, typical hours of operation, what's that look like?
Our hours are Tuesday through Friday from 12 to 6, and then on Saturdays we're open 10 to 6.
Okay.
And that's our summer hours right now. I might change it this fall, but I haven't decided yet.
And downtown Stanton, what's the actual address of the building?
324 Broad Avenue.
Okay. Has it been, at this point now, a few months in, has it been what you thought it would be?
Yeah, I think it's been more. We've been really supported by our community, and everyone seems to love what we love. So.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about dirty sodas for a second. So this is something I was telling you guys off air. I'd never heard of a dirty soda until last school year, and we were at a fundraiser, And there it was, and they're hugely popular.
They're very popular.
How do you come up with the combination of pop to ingredients? Is this something you just make up? Is there a list? Is there are there recipes? How do you do that?
It's a lot of trial and error, but I think once you know what you like,
yeah,
you can pretty well-y navigate what you want. But we also do have a lot of customers who come in and order the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we put three of them on the menu.
Yes.
Some kids got a lot of the same drinks, and we decided, well, we'll give it a try. Once we did, we put it on the menu. So
there you go. Do you have a favorite?
There's one called the Classical Chapter, which is Dr. Pepper, vanilla, and then coconut creamer, which
okay.
is my personal favorite. They all have something else.
We have a portion on our menu that has family favorites.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What's your favorite, Lindsay?
Mine is Pepsi with strawberry and vanilla.
Okay.
Mine is my newest creation, the Book Escape. It is...
I love the name, by the way.
She came up with it.
Good job. Yeah.
It has pineapple, blue raspberry, coconut Red Bull, and vanilla creamer.
Oh, wow.
It's so good. It's my new obsession.
And so do you – I'm just so curious. If someone comes in and requests something, you know, I want Pepsi and then this list of ingredients, will you do that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. We actually have a build your own on our menu. So we have all the list of all the syrups that we have, all of our sodas, and even the creamers.
You know, really, it's almost infinite.
Yeah,
the,
exactly.
The number of – it's not like you're limited to a couple of ingredients and – I mean, it's really almost infinite.
It is crazy with the how crazy. Much you can make.
Yeah, very cool. Has it been fun?
I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
A lot of fun?
A lot of my friends come by to say hi.
A lot of our employees say it's like playing a video game when they're making the dirty sodas. It's so funny. They just
how's
love it.
So how's it like playing a video? Just all these different things going in?
Have you ever heard of like the Papa's like pizzeria games?
I don't know. I'm out of touch. Taylor, I apologize. No. But that's kind of what it's like, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. Would encourage people to go and try it out.
Yes.
Now, books. So, again, when you're open. All things are open, right? The dirty sodas and the books. Do you see an expansion in line of anything that you're offering, or what's next? Or are you just going to cruise where you're at for a while?
We keep on getting offered or, like, asked if we're going to do coffee or something like that. We don't want to take away from Fika, so
sure.
We're trying not to do coffee, but it might be in the future.
Are there tables in there? Do you have tables?
Yes, we
have
tables.
So you can come in.
We have couches and chairs. Nice, relaxing. We play music.
Yeah, I love it. Mm-hmm. Grab a book, grab a dirty soda,
yes.
And enjoy. So very cool. And, again, we are visiting with the Stanton Community Chamber. It's the Stanton Community Update. Thanks to FMTC, Seligren Lindell DeMars Funeral Home, Fairway, and the Stanton Chamber of Commerce. And this morning we have with us Lindsay Valdez, Taylor Valdez, and Adriana Valdez. They are the owners of Books and Bubbles. It's on the east side of the road, just south of the intersection there where the mural's at, right?
It's right across from Gibbs.
There you go.
House.
Yeah, you can't really miss it down in there. Okay, your hours of operation again are what, Lindsay?
Tuesday through Friday, noon to 6, and then Saturdays, 10 to 6.
Okay. Go and check it out if you want to try a dirty soda, if you've never tried one. You'll make a recommendation for people, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Pick up a book and read a book. If you haven't read a book, go get a book and read it, for goodness sakes. What else do we need to touch on? That's it. What's the rest of your day hold today? What's your summer hold?
I have three jobs, actually.
You have three jobs.
So I work at the indoor pool at the Y, and I work at the outdoor pool. And then I work at Books and Bubbles. So
okay.
Pretty busy.
Adriana Valdez, you'll be a senior at Stanton. And then we have Lindsay Valdez, mom,
yes.
right, of these two ladies. And then we have Taylor Valdez, who just graduated from Stanton. What's the rest of your day hold today, Taylor?
Nothing, really.
Making some dirty sodas. Lindsay, how about you? Yes.
I do want to say that on July 1st, we are participating in the bookstore tour of Iowa.
Oh.
There's 62 bookstores that are involved in it. We have the pamphlets, and they're also doing like a bingo and a murder mystery.
Okay.
So it will be all at the store.
Okay. So random question.
Yes.
So how do you, when you're looking at books, are there suppliers that you work with to get books? How does that whole aspect work?
I go through wholesale.
Okay.
Yep.
And I mean, how do you, because books are infinite. There's so many different titles. And I mean, you mentioned the type that you like to read, and they're educational and documentary. I mean, all these different sets, sci-fi and thriller and, you know, self-improvement. How do you determine what you bring in? Just what people request, what you like, or kind of a combo of all?
At first, it was like what I liked and what I kind of sent out, like a little survey, seeing what people would like.
Yeah.
And then I just ordered a whole bunch of different varieties. And then I started watching TikTok and seeing like the popular books or the books that are coming out in movies.
Yeah.
And that's
okay.
How I started buying my books.
And growing from there.
And growing from there.
Very cool. What's the rest of your day hold today, Lindsay?
Work. I have to work at the hospital tonight.
Okay. There you go. It is nice to meet you and visit with
you.
I need to stop by and buy a book and get a dirty soda.
Absolutely.
So nice to visit with y'all. Make it a great day. Again, it's been the Stanton Community Update. We do want to say thanks to FMTC, Seligren Lindell DeMars Funeral Home Fairway, and the Stanton Chamber of Commerce for making our visit possible.
Looking for the perfect place to grow your business at Broadway Styles?